Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, as we continue to explore a more embodied faith, we are going to keep company with Jesus by practicing a prayer of the senses. Too often our faith practices have divorced body and spirit. However, it is often our body and its many gifts that guides our spirit. Through our senses, our bodies make us aware of our surrounding reality, the place where we explore the connection between heaven and earth. Perhaps a heightened awareness of God then can come through a heightened awareness of our senses. And so today, I'm going to walk you through a handful of prompts, each asking you to consider one of your five senses and what it is making you aware of right where you are. But before we begin, I want to invite you to simply begin to cultivate stillness within. Take some deep breaths in and out. First, in this practice, I want you to consider what you can see. What and who is around you? What do your eyes allow you to notice about them? How does what you see point to the goodness and beauty of God? Next, I want you to consider what you can hear. Listen closely. What is making noise? Perhaps you're in a quiet place and are being given the gift of silence. Simply listen for a few moments and then consider, how does what you hear point to the goodness and beauty of God? Now I want you to consider what you can feel. What is within arm's reach that can be touched? What textures do you notice? And consider, how does touch point to the goodness and beauty of God? Next, what is it that you can smell? Is there food cooking? A candle burning? Is there a fresh scent from outside, or perhaps even something that causes your face to turn away? Take a few moments to notice and then consider, how do these smells point to the goodness and beauty of God? And finally, what do you taste? Perhaps you have a cup of coffee or tea at your side, or maybe recall the last thing you ate. What did it taste like? What were the flavors? Was it enjoyable? Take a few moments to notice and then consider, how do these flavors point you to the goodness and beauty of God? Friends, today, as you move through your day, may you be aware of the incredible gift of your body and how it is constantly taking in God's creation. May your senses increasingly turn your face toward God, who loves you and looks at you with delight. Peace be with you.